Music from 1am. BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
And now, our feature presentation.
I only stopped to start again to gather around and tell you friends that this is Culture Clash Radio with part two of my Big Audio Dynamite special.
We gotta rock, stomp, get psyched up. We gotta swing, do our thing, all night long. Going out, I won't shout, I'm getting iced up. You're beautiful, stay cool, all night long. Fuck down, go to town, get dressed up. Pour that wine, feel fine, all night long. Wheel it about, move them out, roll them up. Get free, OT, all night long. We're gonna rock till we drop, all night long. We're gonna rock non-stop, all night long. Slow down, girl, and make it easy. Bugging out, hanging in, get it on. Don't you know you're driving me crazy all night long. Check the floor.
Rock non-stop from our third album, Tighten Up Volume 88, released in, yeah, you got it. The title was a nod to the famous Trojan series of the same name. It came complete with an album cover painted by Paul Simonon. Now, it can't be denied that we were on a roll during this period, not necessarily reflected in chart position, but with a huge live following. Gigs came hard and fast, and it wasn't long before we were supporting U2 and playing in front of 100,000 people. Over the years, we'd play three back-to-back sell-out nights at the Brixton Academy, an 11-day stint in New York City, and seven nights in a row at LA's Roxy Club. That was another thing about BAD. We liked to do residencies. We'd kind of hit town, get down and hang around to take in whatever that particular town, city, or country had to offer.
She wants a dropless scotch. She loves champagne, brandy, wine, love. Chill, not freezing. She'll be delighted.
Created an interesting dynamic in the band. I mean, we wanted to enjoy our success and partake in these so-called good times. But when you looked around, there were still a lot of issues to be dealt with. And I think we managed to keep our feet on the ground by checking ourselves and each other before we looked at anyone else.
You asked me to make a record of my voice. And here it is.
A lesson in self-examination that was Other 99. I mean, if the truth be told, we were smack in the middle of the whole dodgy me generation 80s thing, but we were never so far up our own that we lost sight of what was really important. Here's two in a row with a kind of social cultural flow. This is Tighten Up Volume 88.
Funny names.
One of many BAD songs to focus on issues of race and the impact of multiculturalism. You're listening to part two of a Big Audio Dynamite special with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music.
That's real cream, baby, pomade. Now they ain't seen nothing like it down the mangrove. Plugged his guitar into a flat iron stove, and all the brothers, they began to stay.
Hilly Billy Cat, bloom on a terrier.
Behind, way behind, it's a booze to pick you up, a froze against the wall. Sometimes there's a drought, can't get no sense at all. They had the grass, he had the song. The rocker and the Ross began to get along, looking around for something to bang.
They all joined in and this is why they sang. We fired our guns when the coppers kept coming. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago.
Seven Chevy in a roundelette, red stripe in a game of dominoes.
Zebra serenade the honkies and the girls.
Well, it ain't Mozart. Nowadays all quiet on All Saints Road. Cops and yachts come in by the truckload.
A race of tax, pile of facts, but nobody goes. It's the booze that picks you up, or throws you against the wall. Lost my wallet and my mind at the carnival.
7-Eleven, McDonald's and Whole Joe's. Getty's on a jetty, watch the river flow. Lambeth walks like 42nd Street.
Folks, I gotta tell ya, this town called me Bean.
That's true, you know.
Dash your own,
and an arm and an arm and an arm. Oh, I do them, oh, I do them, them. Man and an arm and an arm and an arm. Sometimes there's a drought and we can't get no sense at all. Once a year a carnival, we're having us a ball. Bottom of my street, I says they build a shopping mall. What a them, them, them. What a them. Tale about the impact of gentrification and the downside of globalisation. That was Battle of All Saints Road. Now, as well as cultural shifts, there was also technological ones. I mean, Big Audio Dynamite were on the very cusp of vinyl and CD, of analogue and digital. And while we respected the past, we weren't hung up on it, but neither were we trying to be futuristic. Big Audio Dynamite were busy with the right now. This is Escarita. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I'm sure that my team will agree. I'm pretty low rent.
Doing the breakfast show on BBC Six Music means that I get to interview some of the greats.
I do like the studio to be lined in red crepe paper.
We've done Macca, we've done Jimmy Page, John Lydon, Will Self, Keith Chegwin, the whole gamut, we've done them all.
Wake up with Sean Keaveney.
I like to be carried into work by four men on a sedan chair.
Download the new podcast now and join him weekday mornings from 7.
Get out of bed in the right mood for the morning.
Six Music.
Also, I don't do stairs.
Troopers weak and weary, rations running low. Mission seemed impossible, we had to save the show. Lost our map and compass, canteen's got a hole.
strongly into making influence on your music, though. How strong is it? Jamaican influence.
Well, I need a little. I need the bass.
Top Phoenix, the fourth and final album from the original BAD lineup, released in 1989. The Phoenix mentioned in the title refers to Mick's return after a near-death dose of pneumonia whilst we were writing the album. As we moved into the 90s, rave had become part of the landscape, and once again Mick was bang on it. The album was a non-stop psychedelic trip, literally.
A window to the Orient, in a picture frame. I know you are a lady, nobody knows your name. Lady from the Orient.
A song inspired by the Tretyakov painting, one of many mass-produced exotic prints sold at Woolworths for the working class to hang on the walls of their council flats and fantasize about a better life. This is Union Jack. To a Culture Clash Big Audio Dynamite special with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. As the gigs got bigger, so did our ambitions. Mick wanted every tour to be a culturally interesting event, something he'd learnt from his days in the Clash. So sometimes we'd have up to five bands supporting us on the road. Bonkers. Mind you, we'd end up with lineups that included the London Posse, LL Cool J, Adamski, Paul Simonon's Havana 3AM, and Schooly D. And trying to manage all this was Trish Ronayne, our erstwhile manager. In addition to Flea, Mick's guitar tech, Deli, Greg's drum roadie, Raymond, our bodyguard, Guy Gillam on merchandise, with Josh Shoes and my brother Desmond occasionally tour managing. Basically, all the ingredients for a mobile disaster and the most amusing of times. Financial suicide, but one hell of a ride.
Now I can't say exactly what did happen. You just don't understand unless you've been through it.
Yeah.
song inspired by the godfather of funk having a really bad day. That was James Brown. Now, the financial pressures of recording in America and touring with a musical version of P.T. Barnum's Circus would start to put a strain on the band's naivety, and we started to implode due to pressure really created by ourselves. It wouldn't be long before we were talking to each other through lawyers and all the other rock and roll clichés you've heard about. You know, Sun Ra once said, "Ain't nothing all beautiful, you gotta have some ugly in it." Baby Don't Apologize from 1989's Megatop Phoenix, the final release from the original BAD lineup. In 1990, we went our separate ways. Mick would go on with Big Audio Dynamite 2, and to his credit, have a couple more hits stateside. Dan, Leo, Greg, and myself formed Screaming Target and released Hometown Hi-Fi in 1992. Out of that would emerge Dreadzone, who continued to play to this very day. In 2005, Mick Jones would rise again with Carbon Silicon.
What I am is loud. For all to see, for all to hear. For what I am, ain't no excuse. I try to change, but it's no use. Baby, don't apologize. Never had regret. Wait until eternity. Sorry.
Needless to say, today we're all the best of mates and still reside in West London. In fact, we all met a few weeks back at the Tabernacle for the christening of Leo's first son and discussed the recent reunion rumours. And I can't say it was dismissed out of hand. However, Mick's currently lending his talents, along with Paul Simonon, to Damon Albarn's Gorillaz. And that's going to keep him busy for a while. And as for Dreadzone, well, they're still mashing it up. Damn, I knew I shouldn't have bought those new coloured stickers.
Baby,
great believer that if you're lucky in life and you get a window of opportunity, you should use it to the best of your ability, then bugger off and let someone else have a go. Big Audio Dynamite certainly did that. Would I change any of it? Hell no. I got to partake in something I'm really proud of, working with Dan Donovan, Leo Williams and Greg Roberts. And hey, I got to write some great songs with Mick Jones. This is Contact. For better and worse, the work of Big Audio Dynamite certainly stands as a document of the times and a musical signpost for the way things were heading. The BAD ingredients, a combination of rock, hip-hop, dub reggae, electro, with the whole sampling thing, remains at the core of all that's exciting in the 21st century. BAD managed to find a place where all these different elements seem to meet, and for a brief moment in time, the people agreed. You've been listening to a Big Audio Dynamite Culture Class special with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music.
Please, I don't want a vacation. I just want to get away, for good.
Close your eyes. It's a holiday.